Lance Meadow, Paul DeTino here with you on Giants.com. This is the latest two-minute drill. Rookie minicamp gets underway Friday and goes through the weekend. And, Paul, this is an opportunity for the Giants to evaluate some young talent, and it's going to be a camp that's going to be composed of more than just the six draft picks that were brought in.
Well, that's right. You'll have probably about 80 guys on this rookie minicamp roster. Now, those guys are the draftees for sure, then a bunch of rookie undrafted free agents who have already been signed to some type of contract. Then you've got a slew of guys who are simply invited here for tryouts. Now, they don't have any paperwork other than to participate in a tryout, but there are no promises made to those guys. They're just bringing their lunch pails, showing their wares, and hoping that they get some type of additional commitment from the Giants. Then you get a couple of veterans also who are kind of floating around who are also allowed to come here for a tryout. So it's a pretty exciting time because this is a true, almost combine-like atmosphere.
And it shouldn't be overlooked, Paul, because if you look at the Giants' track record, they have found a number of undrafted free agents who have then impacted the roster. Most notably, if you look at the current roster, guys like Kerry Wynn and Matt Lacoste, they were undrafted free agents.
Well, let's go back a few years ago. How about Richie Seibert, who wound up becoming a key cog in a Super Bowl team as a starter, came out of nowhere and made the team during a rookie minicamp, and you could just never tell. Remember, based on NFL numbers in recent years, there'll be 45 undrafted rookie free agents to make NFL rosters this season. That's an average of over one a team. The Giants, they usually have two or three who have a real good shot every summer.
A very notable percentage, more of a reason not to overlook what you could get out of a rookie minicamp. Now, as far as what they're hoping to get out from the players in addition to X's and O's, Paul, Ben McAdoo, when he recently spoke to the media, said this is going to be more like an orientation type of feel for the players.
Yeah, that's true. They want to tell these guys what it's all about to be Giants. And, of course, with all of the new assistant coaches that have entered this organization, remember, half of this staff has been turned over. They want to get a feel for the players as well as the players wanting to get a feel for the coaches. And then you also have some veterans who are mulling around, you know, guys who are in the offseason program who are getting treatment, guys who have been hurt, etc. So they get a chance to at least say hello to those guys and shake hands and say, hey, you're a New York Giant. I'd like to have a helmet and play with you this fall. That'd be pretty cool. So it's a wicked thing for a lot of these young folks who are coming into the facility with kind of like deer in headlights looks.
Nice opportunity for these young players to get a feel for the tradition and culture of the New York Giants organization. So rookie minicamp gets underway Friday. For Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the latest Giants.com two-minute drill.